This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There he goes, the pitch out. Throw down to second, and he steals second base. Luis Robert Jr., one of the best in the game.
Second stolen base of the day. Caratini had it all going for him. This time a clean transfer and a good throw, just not quite in time.
Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Thank you, CHSN, for that highlight of the Luis Robert steal. His 15th of the season. Not only one of the best in the game. Thank you, John Schifrin and Steve Stone. The best so far this year. Nobody is stealing more bases than Luis Robert Jr., which is why Bob Nightingale, one of the reasons Bob Nightingale from USA Today on Sunday in his notes package, which was about 3,000 words. Goodness sakes, that was good stuff for Bob Nightingale. Get to that later. But he described a situation in a scenario, Molly, where if Luis Robert Jr. continues to hit at the rate that he's hitting and steal bases at the rate that he's stealing, then he's going to be more attractive to teams, and he could be gone by Memorial Day.
Yeah, I mean, I know that Bob is locked into the White Sox. I know he's got a lot of good relationships and has a lot of good information. And I'm not saying he's wrong.
You sound like you're skeptical.
I just think that he is not really hitting very well. He's come around and he's hitting better. But if you look at his numbers, I think this guy probably will wind up being the all-star representative for the White Sox. And I think that if the weather warms up and he starts hitting more, I think his value will be higher if you hang on to him a little longer.
I respect the fear where you're coming from.
That he gets hurt. That's
I am just afraid
fear.
Of that.
That's
I would be afraid,
afraid
of that.
Of. But I mean, you know, Benintendi may have gotten injured yesterday again.
That opens the door for Tim Elko. Come on down. Come on up. From Charlotte to Chicago, you'd be going up. And you'd be moving up from AAA to the majors. Why is he not moving up now? What's been the holdup? I don't know what the holdup is.
I honestly believe that if they bring up Elko, then he's going to be over Vaughn. And I think they're not ready to kind of get – Vaughn can't do very many things.
I just don't like the way that that's positioned or posited as a either or, because I don't think it has to be.
I agree with you on that front.
First of all, designated hitter allows you to play two first basemen, essentially. Right. That was the Gavin Sheets role for years.
I thought he was a right fielder.
And they found out otherwise. So, Tim Elko, the door should be open, especially if Benintendi is injured.
It should have been open already.
But so you
this guy should have come up a week ago.
I hear you.
10 days ago.
He's got 10 homers now.
I know.
He had 8 in 10 games.
Yeah.
So the Sox win their second series of the year against a good Astros team. Also, not to be overlooked, I know you like this guy before. Rule 5 pick, the second Rule 5 guy, Mike Vassell.
How about Mike Vassell?
2 1/3 scoreless innings, got his first major league win.
Yeah. The White Sox still only have one save on the season.
That's funny.
I don't know if that is annoying to you, because the last time they had a rainout, they did get a save. The first time. The
so let
only
me get this
time.
Right. You wanted Vassal to get the save instead of the victory?
I thought he might get a save, but he gets the victory.
It was only a seven-and-a-half-inning game or seven-inning game.
Congratulations to him on his first victory of his career. And as you say, one of three Rule 5 guys on this team, although right now Gage Workman injured himself on the play that you turned your nose up at.
He injured himself on the play, on his error, and he impaired his chances of sticking around.
Well, they need
they need what?
Talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need a guy. They need guys who can catch the ball.
He's being on the injured list, a good spot for him right now.
Right now it is.
Because they can keep him on the major league roster, and they can make a decision moving forward. And we'll see what happens when he's in good health. But they have... David, the very fact they have not one, not two, but three Rule 5 guys, and Mark Vassell has done pretty well for himself, but every team in baseball, including Colorado, has at least four saves. And the White Sox have one.
It's an oddity.
It is an oddity.
Statistical oddity, which fascinates you. It's very interesting to see.
I'm not obsessed with it, but I'm aware of it.
Last point on Luis Robert Jr. I think it's interesting to see his streak coincided with them telling, according to Marcus Thames, who talked before Sunday's game.
Yeah.
Telling him just to let it go. Just go have fun.
Yeah.
Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. It seems like he's taking just more of a carefree approach to each plate appearance. And he is also being selective at the same time. So he's not chasing as much as he's always going to chase a little.
Yeah.
But he's been hitting.
You can't walk off the island, as we all know.
He's been hitting better over the last 2 weeks. And when he gets on base, he's a threat to steal. And he leads the majors in stolen bases. And that's fun to see.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, you know, when they were going to trade him, they felt they needed two good young players, two good young position players. They still need that. They could probably get one for him right now. So why not wait a little bit and let's see what happens? But
yeah, nothing bad could happen to a White Sox player.
Well, I mean, listen.
They never get injured.
Roll the bones a little. What the heck? It's Mully and Haw. We'll be right back on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.